Hello, welcome back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. Going to read today from Hebrews chapter 12 and hear afresh the call to fix our eyes on Jesus. We pause and I'll lead us in a prayer. Father, we thank you for Jesus, our Saviour and our Lord. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who inspired your word, and we thank you that you give light to our eyes, light to see and understand and to hear what you are saying to us. Speak to us today, O Lord. We need to hear a word from you, and we come to you not presuming but nevertheless confident that you will speak to us because you are a good and gracious God. Draw near to us that we might draw near to you, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Hebrews chapter 12, and just a few verses today. I will read the first three verses of this great chapter. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. The imagery here is so powerful, and it's good just to take a moment to grasp it. We imagine an athletics stadium, and we are the runners on the track. If you are like me and you're a real sports fan and you can't watch live sport at the moment, you might find this illustration helpful and a bit of an encouragement so that you don't have too many withdrawal symptoms. Anyway, the runners are on the track and they are running round, and those who have run the race before us, that great gallery of faith in Hebrews 11, it's as if they're in the stadium and they're cheering us on. They've passed on the baton in a relay race. They've handed it to us and they're saying to us, we finished, we ran the race, and you can finish too. We take great encouragement from the fact that in times past, in difficult times, in places around the world where there is conflict and poverty and struggle, God strengthens his disciples to follow him. Those who have gone before us, those who are running the race alongside us, they encourage us. They have finished. They are running well, and we can do so too. But that's not our primary encouragement. Yeah, we are encouraged by those who've gone before us, but we are especially encouraged by our Lord Jesus. Here again, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Two things from this reading. First of all, the encouragement to run with perseverance. I suspect some of us need to hear this at this time. We're in a difficult situation as a nation, and we see that extended around the world. And we can start off running strongly in the imagery of this passage, but we find it hard to persevere. And actually, culturally, there's a lot that militates against perseverance. I enjoy running, which it's still great to do. I enjoy going to the gym as well, which currently I'm not able to do. But I sometimes find it hard to persevere in those things. I take a running magazine. It's just a bit of fun, really. But some of the headlines in this magazine are very arresting. You get things like, you know, three great fitness tips, the simple way to health and fitness for the lazy man. And it's not really delivering what it promises, because it can't. If you're a lazy man, you're not going to get fit. You are offered quick fix solutions which don't work. My favourite headline of all time was this one: lose weight while you sleep. And it does its job, because it pulls you into the article. You want to try and find out what it's saying. But the article itself is a disappointment. It basically says that if you're some high-flying executive getting by on 4 hours sleep a night and occasional power napping, you need more sleep, which is fair enough, but you're not going to reach Olympic standards of fitness just by sleeping more. We want the solutions that are easy. Rather than training hard, rather than eating the right things, we want the pill that will be a shortcut for us. We want to find an easy way to do the difficult thing. We don't want to persevere. And if that life is not like that, then discipleship is not like that. We need to persevere. We need to press on to the end. If you're tempted to give up, if you're tempted to despair, if you're tempted to wander away from following Jesus, may God strengthen you through this word and by his Spirit to persevere. Eugene Peterson quotes an old philosopher when he talks about discipleship as a long obedience in the same direction. I think that's a powerful and strong phrase, and it's one that we might want to hold in our minds. We need to be in this for the long haul. When we have a tendency in our culture to flit from thing to thing, we are called to a long obedience in the same direction. How do we do this? How can we do this? Well, Jesus is with us by the Holy Spirit to strengthen us. He is the author and perfecter of our faith, and we can fix our eyes on him. There's a story of an American swimmer who swam a considerable distance, or at least set off to do so, swimming between an island off the coast of California and California itself. She was a very practiced swimmer. She was well known in her day, and she set off and she was going well, but it was a difficult day. The mist came down, it was cold, and she just felt she couldn't go on. And she said to those who were supporting her, those in the boats, "I'm done. You've got to take me out the water." And they said, "No, no, you've got to carry on. We're nearly there. We can tell this through our instruments. You can't see the shore, but it's just so close. Keep going, keep swimming." She tried to go on for a bit longer, but she just couldn't. And again, they said, "Keep going." And again, she tried, but eventually she just stopped swimming. And they had no choice but to pull her out of the water. when they got her into the boat. They started up the motors and went through the mist, and very, very quickly the shore came into view. They had been so close. At the press conference afterwards, she said, "I'm not making any excuses. I was the one who asked to be taken out of the water. But I think if I could have just seen the shoreline, I would have made it." She tried again a while later. In some versions of the story that I've heard, it was a bright and a clear day. But I think the reality was that it was misty and rainy again, which I think makes the story even more powerful. Because as she swam, she still couldn't see the shore, even as she got close. But she said she kept a mental picture of the shore in her mind's eye. And thinking about her destination, thinking about her finish, she was able to complete the swim. As we press on at the moment, we might feel, if not literally, then metaphorically, then it's cold and wet and misty. We don't really see where things are heading. We're not really sure what's going on around us. The call for today is to fix our eyes not on our outward circumstances, not on the things that are around us, but to fix our eyes on Jesus and persevere. He is the author and perfecter of our faith. He strengthens us. As difficult things are faced today, keep that picture in your mind. Not the mist, not the fog, not the wind and the waves, but the shoreline and Jesus waiting to receive us. We spend a moment in quiet and reflection. And then I'll lead us in a prayer. Lord, thank you so much for this call to persevere. It's what some of us need today. And we ask that you would take this deep into our hearts. Drive it deep, Lord. The power of your word and your spirit. And thank you. Thank you that you don't call us to do something and then don't equip us to carry it out. Strengthen us by the Holy Spirit. Come to us now by the Spirit of Jesus. And Lord, thank you that we can fix our eyes on you. Just as I pray, the image of Peter walking on the water towards Jesus comes to mind. Perhaps this is a special word from the Lord for someone listening today, that when Peter looked to Jesus, he was able to move forward. When he focused on the wind and the waves around him, he began to sink. If you are sinking, may Jesus reach out to you as he did to Peter and lift you up. But he also calls on us not to focus on the wind and the waves, not to be consumed by the difficulties, not to be focusing all the time on the news that we see and hear. Yes, we engage with our wider world, but that's not where we fix our eyes. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Look to him, and he will bring us through. In Jesus' name, amen.